last Bumble dates. I should really stop online dating. Hey, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. And yeah, as you may know, I went back to online dating and I don't know why. Maybe I got bored one day and I was like, hey, let's just give this a second go. But I think after my last three dates, I think I'm done.
Bitch, that's what you said last time.
I'm not a bitch. I'm just trying to find love. Anyway, some of you guys are rolling your eyes now. Now, yeah, whatever. Never say never and all that bullshit. And you're right. Never say never, because you never know. Maybe one day I'll turn on an app and that's it. You know, it's just really frustrating. Online dating is so frustrating because people have all their expectations when they meet someone. And then upon meeting them, I start to realize, oh, there's the reason why they're online dating. But I don't want to make it sound like that I'm perfect for them too, because I'm sure there might be flaws or things they don't like about me as well. So I don't always assume, or I don't always blame the other person for something for not working. It takes two to tango, as they say. So, but the thing with online dating is that, like, people can't help to have some sort of expectations upon meeting someone because they met at a dating site. So therefore you can't help but think, will this lead anywhere? If it's not like in a relationship wise aspect, it could even just be like, are we going to sleep together tonight? But hey, those thoughts you can also have with someone that you just met at work or met at the gym. So that whole part of like, oh, thinking you might have sex that night, that will not go away. But still, I think for online dating, there might be more of it than the other. So the purpose of this particular episode is to analyze why these three guys that I went out with from Bumble did not work out. I'm not blaming them, because I get everyone has specific styles on how they communicate and how they interact with different people. But I just want to mention a few of my pet peeves of why they weren't a match for me. And it's not a bad thing. Like I said, you just don't find your match and that's okay. I'm going to name them Ethan, Neil, and Eric, just to protect their identities and obviously their dignity. No, anyway, I'm just saying, I'm putting out my own perspective, so I don't want people to like create these ideas of who these people are. So the first guy, his name is Ethan. Now, when I saw his picture, I thought, oh, he's pretty cute. He's pretty attractive. So yeah, I swiped right and we matched. That was cool. And, you know, as I got to know him through phone calls, he's actually a personal chef. So he and his like business partner have this business where like all these rich folks need like a catering or like a personal chef, then they will be hired on for their little soiree, their little event at their home. And yeah, they'll get to use their appliances or, you know, whatever. And anyway, so that's his job. That's his job, which is pretty cool, I think. I think it was a cool job. Anyway, so he was attractive in picture. Then in person, he was all right. Now, do I sound fucked up? Do I sound fucked up to say like, hey, he's cute like on his picture or on his profile, but then when I met him, he was all right? Is that a typical thing to say with online dating? Because sometimes people can take great pictures, but in person it's a different story. I mean, I get it if you're not photogenic, but then if you kind of look slightly different or look a little different, I'm just like, okay. I mean, I see the face, but at the same time, oh, he just looks different, you know? Anyway, I'm not saying he's ugly. He's just not my taste. Some of you might be thinking, hey, that's just a nice way of saying he's ugly. But whatever you say, dude, that's not what I mean.
Why are you lying, though?
I'm not lying. I meant that.
Liar.
Whatever. So before I get into talking about Ethan here, I just want to say that I restarted my Bumble in my cousin's house. Now, why is this important to recognize? Well, my cousin lives 2 hours away from me. So therefore, I was getting matches that were in her area and not where I live. So stupid ass me was swiping right, and yes, I matched a few of them. I realized a little later on that, oh man, I should stop, because like I said, I'm matching people around her area and not mine. But needless to say, I made contact with one of them. Now, and then we actually decided to meet up. This is a newsflash.
This is a newsflash for actually guys who are dumb, but you can still get a woman pregnant when she's on her period. Seriously, guys, it can happen. So don't be dumb. Wear a condom. Women, make that guy wear a condom. Or you wear a condom. Somebody protect themselves. And that is all.
Back to the program. All right, so here's the date time. This is the date now. We met halfway. Now, we're like I said, we're both about 2 hours away. We decided, hey, let's meet halfway. Now, there's actually no halfway. So meaning there's no 1 hour for him, 1 hour for him. Because in the space in between us is a lot of like small beach towns or just like lots of road, like nothing really. So he had to drive a little further down. And I was going to, you know, and to kind of like be fair to him. Anyway, I was going to plan to see my cousin again. So therefore I would have seen him in his area. So that was the plan. But anyway, in the first date, we ate at a diner at this small beach town. It's pretty cute, actually. It's a pretty cute date and somewhat romantic if you think about it. Romantic on paper. Okay. Now during dinner, dinner was fine, right? I had a burger. I forgot what he had, but it was all good. We did some talking, yada, yada, yada. But what bothered me was his lack of initiating and restarting a conversation. Now, I could be a chatterbox, I agree, and I don't like those silences. But I've recognized that, you know what, these silences are okay. They're not a bad thing. And I try not to be so chatty, so I allow to have these silences to occur, right? But once you have them, once you have those pauses, somebody gotta say something because, dude, we're just like looking around at each other. You know what I mean? Like, I get you have those pauses. I mean, how long can you have these pauses before it starts getting awkward?
Cue crickets chirping.
Maybe it's just my own issues. I just can't handle quietness, but come on, come on, say something. Here's an example on what I'm thinking when no one's saying anything.
All right, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm going to give him a chance to actually initiate the next one. All right, he's looking at the wall. He's looking at the waiter. He kind of looks at me and smiles. I'm like, oh my God, can you talk to me? Can you say something? Just ask anything about my family, what I do for a living, where my name came from, something. Oh my God, he's so not going to say anything. I got to say something. Stop looking at me. Oh my God, he's smiling at me. Does he like me? What's happening? I'm freaking out. Oh, fuck it. I'll just say something.
But guess who restarted all the conversations, or at least most of them? He might have started too. I don't know. You know, I can't even give him that credit. I don't even know. I can probably just give him one. But me. It was me who restarted all the conversations again and again. This does not make this person a bad person necessarily. I mean, maybe one day he'll meet someone with similar conversation styles and they could be set and they're fine. They could be happy. And the end to that story, right? But that doesn't work with me. I don't like that. I don't like, you know, these pauses and I'm the one restarting them. Like, fuck, really? I mean, we just met. Like, you don't have anything you could ask me. Nothing. So anyway, we walked around the beach, caught the sunset, went into my car, watch YouTube, and we made out the end. I know I made that part really short. So, okay, I guess I'll talk about the beach part. I mean, it was sweet. It was really nice. We walked around the beach, you know, watched the waves crash. And it was kind of nice just walking. And that was nothing. I was actually really good about it. I mean, I really like that. I like the simpler, like very chill, don't plan anything too crazy. We're just getting to know each other, right? And yeah, we watch YouTube. I'm not going to lie, I was waiting for him to make a move. And I know I could have made a mood, but I didn't want to. So, and maybe, I don't know, is that bad? Is that bad that I didn't want to? But it took him a while to make a move. I'm like, bro, we're in my car. We're already starting to snuggle up. Like, what are you fucking waiting for? You know, maybe I'm being mean. Maybe he's just trying to be considerate. But like, I was giving him all kinds of signs. But whatever. We made out and we had chemistry. So let me just go on to the conclusion of this date. It was all right. I mean, yeah, we had some chemistry while we made out, but that doesn't mean anything. It used to me. I mean, yeah, I could recognize it, but it really is about the actions after the first date. Those are the things to really watch out for, to really make the whole, you know, relationship start to develop in some way. So I'm just going to let you know that, guys, it's important. It's the actions after the first date that are important. All right, so after the date, what happened to this whole thing? Well, so yeah, we parted ways and we didn't text or talk on the phone as much. I mean, maybe because I knew his work schedule and I was like, okay, I'm giving his space, whatever. But what a surprise, right? I mean, not expected, but it happens almost all the time that after a initial date, neither party is texting as much, or the guy's not texting me as much. And I don't know if it's in the guy's mentality thinking, well, she likes me, so why do I need to text her anymore? Or why do I have to call her? I don't know what's going on about that. That's something I kind of want to explore. But anyway, regardless of that whole thing about who's initiating phone calls and texts and yada, 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 I actually just did it anyway. Because why not, right? Because if you like a person, then it's like, hey, let's initiate. And, you know, I did have some interest, kind of, but regardless, I initiated anyway. And he wasn't really in a chatty mood. He was really quiet. And he had already stated in a prior conversation that he liked listening to me. He liked listening to me talk. And as much as that's very flattering to me, and I love to hear that, don't get me wrong. At the same time, it can be really tiring to be the only person talking what is supposed to be a conversation with another human being. I am not talking to like a wall or to my hand or to like air. I'm actually trying to talk to someone, right? It's one thing if I'm in a therapy session or I'm venting to a friend and this friend is like just listening to me and waiting for me to be quiet so they can give their insight. No, it's not one of those types of situations. No. It was just, he was listening and maybe saying, yeah, or I don't know if he was even responding that, you know, if he was hearing me or something, that which is also bothers the hell out of me when someone doesn't say, oh yeah, uh-huh, okay. Like, give me some indication you're there and breathing and living, right? On the other end. But anyway, I'm almost going out here on a tangent. So he wasn't chatty. So I actually said something about it. It's like, oh, you're kind of quiet, you know? He said, oh, I'm just tired and I'm not up for talking. All right, I get it, you know. And he could have said that to me from the get-go if he didn't feel like talking, because I don't want to feel like I'm pushing him to talk. But then again, maybe he just wanted to listen and not say anything. So I get that. Or maybe a positive way to look at it, he was just being really considerate of me and just wants me to like go ahead and share whatever I was sharing. So, okay, fine. Thank you to you, my friend. But then I actually said to him, I go, well, how about before? Referring to our last conversation. He's like, oh yeah, I was more attentive. I was listening and more, you know, lively. And I didn't say anything because, yeah, I can see the difference. He was more, you know, lively or talking, but just like not that much of a difference, right? And maybe that's my fault that I don't have the patience for this, or maybe like, well, maybe it's not my fault, actually. It's just like we don't mesh that way. Like our conversation styles don't mesh very well. So we kind of talked about our next hangout. Where are we going to meet halfway again? Because this time I would have drive a little further down since he did that last time. And I kind of brought up, it's like, well, I don't know if I could do this because we live really far, right? And he said something to the effect like, well, we're just really getting to know each other. We don't know where this is going to lead, which is true. And I agree. We don't know where it's going to lead. However, if it does lead to somewhere, then now we've already invested time in each other. And now it's like having to drive far. And it's like, it's just that to me, driving far is like, drives me nuts. Like I can't, especially if you really like someone and it could be somewhere, then you're going to have to feel like, oh, I gotta, now it's my turn to drive this far. Now it's his turn. It's just, I don't know. It's too much of a headache. You know what I mean? For me. And I'm not saying I'm wrong or right on that, because there's other people willing to make that time and that's fine. That's them. But nah, dude, I don't know if you've been around here where I live, but traffic is terrible. All right, lovely listeners, let's take a lovely break. I sent out a mass text, and the text read, "The worst thing you can do during sex is," and y'all had to complete that sentence. So again, that sentence is, "The worst thing you can do during sex is," Hewitt says, "come before your partner." Yeah, so here's the thing, and I think most guys who are sexually experienced know this, at least I think they do, that it's ideal for the woman to come first, then the guy, then themselves, because once the guy's done, they're done. I mean, there might be some guys who are able to go for it the second or third time, but that usually happens when they're 20s. I mean, you might meet a few in their 30s and supposedly in their 40s that can still do that, but it is best for your lady to go before you do. So yeah, that is pretty bad if you come and you didn't consider her. That's messed up. Day says, "The worst thing you can do during sex is stop when she's about to climax." Yes, that is, why would you do that? That's messed up, unless you are taking revenge on her. Tyra says, "The worst thing is start crying." Yeah, I can see that. That's kind of random, yeah. And Ari says, "Falling asleep or laughing." The falling asleep thing is like, why would you start having sex when you know you're that sleepy? But I guess it's sex, so you'll do it, you know? Laughing, what are you laughing about? Unless you're Joker. Can you imagine? Is that how Joker has sex? He starts laughing during it. Isn't that weird? Anyway, Carrie and Mugen say the same thing. They said, "The worst thing you can do during sex is fart." That's pretty embarrassing. That is embarrassing. And that's one of the things that I try to avoid as much as possible and been very good about it. And then A.D. Walker had a few answers. One of them is, "The worst thing you can do during sex is ask her, did she gain weight while in a particular position?" That's messed up. You never want to say that in any situation whatsoever, unless she really wants your honest opinion. And even that, you got to be careful in how you answer it. And he also says is that you go and say, "Oh, is that you smelling like that? That is horrible. No, 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 no." Matthew says, "The worst thing you can do during sex is appear annoyed or disinterested. Either do it or do it all out or don't even bother." I get what you mean, Matthew. Yeah. So let's just say one person is freakier than the other and the other one's like, "Eh, I guess, you know," and you do it anyway. Nah, you don't do that. Don't do it and half-ass it. Just either do it or don't. Say no. Use your words. Jen also says falling asleep. Yeah, so either if that person is falling asleep consistently, there's something wrong with them if during sex. Or also, too, you just don't know how to please the woman. I don't know what's going on. You're touching her in a certain way that's making her fall asleep. So maybe that's a power. Who knows? But I think the worst thing you can do during sex, and I wasn't the only one that thinks this, but also Ken Adams as well as A.D. Walker, is moan another person's name or scream another person's name. I think that is the worst thing that can happen. Why? Because that will hurt the other person's feelings more than you know, than those other things that the other people said, right? That will hurt their ego. That will hurt the relationship. itself. The other person will start questioning, like, why are you still thinking about your ex or your whoever this was? Are you still seeing this person? Why is that you yelled this person's name? What was in your on your mind as we were fucking around that you had to say this person's name? That would be like a whole different drama that will, you know, maybe it will end your relationship even, or it will become like a crotch. Like it would become some thorn in your relationship that she can bring up constantly, right? Now, as for these other answers, like coming before your partner, stopping when she's about to climax, crying, falling asleep, blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, maybe she might be mad. Like why farting for, you know what? Farting is natural. You know what I'm saying? Like you eat a huge burrito before you had sex, you're going to fart. Okay. Crying, you know, you can have a bigger conversation about that. Like what's going on emotionally? Like, why are you crying? You know what I'm saying? Laughing, like those things don't really hurt your relationship unless you keep doing it all the time. But if you really talk about them, then the next time should be better. However, you see the next time you have sex and you did say another person's name, you see how much that will hurt still, that you know how much paranoia that person will have as you're having another moment with him or her or whatever. You know, it's just you just don't do that. Focus. Remember who this person is that you're having sex with, especially if maybe you're not in a committed relationship with that person. So it's like la-di-da, whatever it comes out. Maybe that's a different scenario. Maybe that person gets it, like, yeah, we're sleeping around, so we're FWBs, it's gonna happen, right? But even then, dude, I'm like, oh, I don't want to know about the Cheryl, you know, don't tell me that. So be safe than sorry. Either you just don't fuck around anymore, or you remember who you're having sex with at the moment, or just come clean that maybe you still have feelings for this other person. It might break you, but hey, it's good to be honest than, you know, not, let's just say. All right, so that was fun, but let's get back to Ethan, shall we? I can already say that I'm just turned off by this guy. And it's not like I'm mad at him or I think he's a bad person. It's just, I don't think it was worth any more effort in moving further and really trying to get to know him. And honestly, so after that conversation, he texted me. I don't know what he said. I think he said, good morning or how are you doing? I don't know what he said. And I responded back, but he didn't text me again after that. Like I was the last person who said something and I decided not to reinitiate. And since then, I hope he never contacts me again after that. So far he hasn't. And let's hope that's the case because I just want it to end smoothly and I didn't ghost him. Maybe I could have said he ghosted me, but I guess you could say that because he didn't say anything to me. I don't think he ghosted me either. I think it naturally fizzled off. I think the fact that I brought up about, you know, about driving far away and, you know, whether it's worth it. I don't know. I forgot what I said. Maybe that kind of turned him off. Who knows? Who fucking knows? I don't care anymore. I think it's all good in the hood. And I can see why he might turn to online dating. Because sometimes I don't think people realize, though, as much as like, I don't know if people think it's like a fast way into a relationship, online dating. It's a fast way to meet people. It doesn't mean it's a fast way to get into a relationship. What people don't realize is that upon meeting someone, it doesn't mean like just because it's clear that just because you had said to each other outright that you like each other or show each other that you like each other, it doesn't mean that you're going to lead into a relationship. Like it takes time. Like for example, the fact that he stopped texting me as much, it doesn't mean, oh, you got me on a hook and I'm in love with you. Hell no. If anything, after the first date, you really gotta like show up, man. Because if you don't, there's a likely chance this woman, not just me, is talking to somebody else, especially if you met her through online dating. I can tell you that like if you met this person on online dating, she is probably talking to one or two guys. Why am I saying this? Because I do this. right? Because here's the thing, like, are you going to not risk, but are you going to invest so much time on one person, but this person, you know what I mean? Like, and that's just one date, and she goes on the next date, right? Now, if you think about it, she's going to weigh her options. Like, I'm going to weigh my options. Am I going to stick with Nathan or Ethan or Rudy or Johnny or Smithy or whatever their fucking names are? It's like, you just don't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to like invest so much time on one person and it turns out like, oh, there's nothing there. Right. So not everyone works that way. I work that way. Other people work the way I work sometimes, where they date one person and then the other. But if you really are interested in a person, you got to show it. And that's through the text. Unfortunately, that's through initiating a phone conversation. It's through planning the next date. It's all about actions, people. Actions, 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 as they say, are what? Speak louder than words, right? But I think we still need words to define those actions. Yeah, but we need actions to show how much you're interested in someone. Bottom line. Before I end this, I just want to backtrack a little bit. I did mention that my style of dating is to maybe date or get to know people multiple times. I know that just sounds so sleazy though when I say that out loud, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm just like dating back to back, here and there, you know. Sometimes things just happen. So for example, let's just say a date was set up with the first guy, right? We go out. It was great. Cool. Then about 2 days later, I don't know, maybe I'm at a coffee shop or another person from online hits me up. We start chatting. It's great. We're having a great conversation. He asked me out. We go out in 2 days after that, right? So then you see from an outside perspective, you're thinking, oh, damn, she's now talking to two guys, went on these two dates. And that might seem a lot, but that's how it is. You could do this way where, like, you can tell the second. All right, rewind, start over. Sorry about that. The dogs in the house got really crazy, and I have no idea why. But just to go back to my case here, what was I saying? So from the outside perspective, if you saw me or you met me and I told you, oh, I went out with this guy this day, 5 days later, I had another date with another guy, you might think, damn, girl, that's kind of too much, right? Well, in some ways it can be. Or you could do another way where you tell the second guy, I can't go out with you right now. I just went out one date with this guy and I hope it might be something. You could do that. You could. The only thing is I don't like about that method is because then suppose the second guy is really great, but then the first date is kind of, you know, there's that first guy who may not be the one, or he, you know, he's kind of lagging on the, you know, chatting or texting you. Anyway, that's why online dating is so exhausting too, because if you're meeting all these guys, then you always think, well, one guy might be better than the other, one girl might be better than the other, etc., etc., etc. So yeah, you can do that method where you date one at a time and get to know one another, and that's fine. Or you can date several people, but there should be a limit on the several people thing, because it can kind of get crazy, and I've experienced that. So that's why right now I'm slowing my roll on that shit. I actually stopped online dating. Yeah, I stopped. So I still have my Bumble up. It's still back, and I just can't. I can't go back to that anymore. I can't see myself do it. Especially with these last three guys. And again, they're not like monsters, but I just realized the expectations in online dating is not conducive for a real relationship. At least not for me. It might work for other people, but not for me. But on record, I am very committed and loyal. Once I find someone that I love and who loves me, I'm just saying, I don't want to make people think like, damn, once she gets bored with me, she's going to find somebody. No, I am like loyal and committed to the end if that's the case with you or with the other person. And this will show with a long-term relationship I had, which lasted almost 12 years. So bam, y'all peoples. And we went through a lot of things together. We struggled a lot of things out, and for the most part it worked, but you know, in the end it didn't, and that's okay. I'm hurt, but not, you know, I'm moving forward. I'm growing from it. Anyway, let's just end it on that note on for that part. One of the things I want to say before I end this episode, and I know I mentioned I was going to talk about two other guys that I went on dates, which I will, but I realized since this episode is fairly long, I'm going to split that into their own episodes. So Neil and Eric, you can wait. Actually, one of them is still hanging on, so I don't know if I should talk about him yet, but one of them has already ended. So anyway, but yes, I want to tell you a piece of advice my grandmother gave one of my cousins before she passed away. And I was close to my grandmother, but I don't think I was old enough to receive this type of information or this type of advice from her. But my cousin said to her, or my grandmother said to my cousin about dating, she goes, collect, 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 then select. I was like, damn, what does that mean? I know what it means. I know what she means. She's like, just, you know, go out there, just get to know a bunch of people, a bunch of dudes, and choose, right? But what does that really mean? Can I have sex with them or what? Or can I kiss them and that'll be okay? Mind you, you know, I'm Filipino, and Philippines is majority of Catholics and also a lot of conservative beliefs, and it's patriarchal, et cetera, et cetera. Very old school values. So I can only imagine what she can mean. I'm assuming it's only like she's imagining, hey, just meet guys and see what happens. But I don't know what that really means in terms of dating back then, because dating back then, they call that courting. You know, you're courting that person. At the same time, most likely the person that's courting you, his family knows your family, right? It's one of those things, like within the neighborhood, barrio type of deals. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. For all the ladies out there, from my grandmother, that's what she says. Collect, 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 then select. Ooh, grandma, you naughty. Anyway, so this is Lady Jig. I know, a long time coming. I realize I haven't released an episode this month. Shame on me, but I've been adulting lately and stressing out on looking for a job. But whatever, I'm still here and alive and kicking. Till then, be good to yourself, be good to others. Peace.